From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. Before Paul Schaefer.
Before Branford Marsalis.
Before Doc Severinsen.
And even before Skitch Henderson, there was Jose Melis.
Jose Melis was the band leader for Jack Parr on The Tonight Show. Hugh Downs was the announcer. Parr brought in the Cuban-born Melis. Host, band leader, and sidekick. It's a formula that endured for decades.
We read in the New York Times this morning that Jose Melis died last week at the age of 85. So it felt like the right thing to do, to note the passing of a nighttime companion from the late 1950s until the early 60s.
Parr met Melis during the Second World War and kept him around when he got his first network program, the CBS Morning Show.
Be loyal to people. Watch the CBS Morning Show. And one of the best reasons to watch it is the great piano artistry of Jose Melis, a buddy of mine from the Army. He's been with me for about 10 years, one of the great pianists in our country today. Listen to this arrangement, please, of Lover.
Before he became the model for late-night band leaders on television, Jose Melis trained as a classical pianist. He first studied at the Havana Conservatory, then later at the Juilliard School of Music in New York.
NBC tapped Parr to host Tonight in 1957, and Jose Melis not only provided the music, but he bantered with Parr. He even played a game with members of the studio audience to show his musical skill. Parr would ask people to say the last four digits of their telephone numbers, and Melis would improvise melodies based on them.
The friendship and genuine warmth between Melis and Parr was a trademark of The Tonight Show, and it's a tone that late-night shows still imitate to this day.
Jose Melis lived to the age of 85. The New York Times reports that he died last week in Arizona.